Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today I want to talk about Combo. Combo is frog medicine. From deep jungles, there is a frog that is harvested for its secretions, and that secretion is a deadly poison in animals. In fact, this frog has no natural predators. Jaguars wouldn't eat it because it would kill the jaguar. So there's this extremely powerful, stoic, tiny creature that many believe has magic within it and healing within it. So I am no expert in the science and the philosophy and the history. I urge you to go to cambofrog.com, K-A-M-B-O-F-R-O-G, Cambo, K-A-M-B-O, cambofrog.com, and learn more about it. But I had heard a lot of people that I know had had Cambo treatments, and a number of people that I really respect have gotten very into it, and a few even become practitioners, those that have been trained in it after many ceremonies and then actually administer it. And it is, you know, you hear, oh, frog, oh, is that you lick the toads and you get you trip out? No. That is the Sonoran Desert Toad, and that is 5-MeO-DMT. That is a much different experience. I will not confess to ever having that experience, but if I had, or say I knew someone that had that experience, that is a journey. That is a trip. That is a pleasant and mind, spirit, transdimensional opening of possibilities and awareness. So I've been told in the literature. But Cambo is not fun. It is not a high, it is not a hallucination, it is not a trip, it is an ordeal. And I knew that going into it, and maybe that's why I was resistant to it. But as I've talked in recent broadcasts, there's also a few things in my life that I feel like I'm trying to let go of, certain addictive behaviors and patterns. And among other things, Cambo has been said to help with resetting of things and healing and removing all sorts of stuff from the body. Basically, whatever ails you, it's possible that Cambo can help you. And generally, that's a danger sign. That's kind of but let me keep going. So I reached out eventually to a friend that I knew that was a practitioner and said I wanted to try it. So went to a group ceremony, and it's done very ceremoniously. It's very sacred and beautiful, and it's administered through gates, which are burn holes. So they burn these dots onto your skin, whether the first one they do it at your ankle or your shoulder, and then clean the burn holes, and then put the frog secretion into a little ball and place it onto the dots. I should say that Cambo is legal. It is not a drug trip high illegal thing. It is a legal, they have ceremonies in, you know, chiropractic offices, and it is fully acceptable by the laws of this great nation, and I believe all the nations of the world is what I was told. So I don't know if letting someone burn you is legal, but that's a whole other story. So the burns are done with like an incense stick, but without smell, just like a little piece of wood. And then it's placed, the secretion is placed on. I'm hesitant to say, I guess the medicine is placed on. I keep wanting to say poison, but it's medicine, where the medicine is placed on. And then very quickly, there is you feel the effects of medicine or poison or frog secretion or magic. Heat, very quickly discomfort, nausea. You drink a bunch of water before, because the idea actually is you want to purge. The process is the medicine gets in you, it does a diagnosis of your body, finds bad bacteria and things, attaches to things that you don't want, and then you purge it out with bile and all this water. If I didn't say clearly enough before, I'm someone who has done this. I am not an expert. Check out combofrog.com to learn the legitimate things and to contact the people there if you have specific questions, because I don't take any of this as fact. And so I did it a week ago, and then I did it again yesterday. It was not fun, and it was trying. The first time I passed out twice because of, I don't know, I lost consciousness twice, and my guide was there with me, and just to let me know, okay, you just passed out again for about 20 seconds this time. And I had a very difficult time purging. The people around me, it was three of us in the ceremony, they purged and everything was great, and my just was not purged. I didn't even feel, I felt like icky, but not like I was going to throw up. So he asked if I would like some hoppy, which is a like an ash snuff that is blown into your nose by the person leading the ceremony. And I was like, okay, I'm here to give this a try. Let's do it. This is last week that I did this, and went, and they go, and that's when my experience went from an ordeal to torturous. And you have to do both nostrils. So after, all of a sudden my head explodes. And I never quite recovered from the hoppy. I eventually made myself purge by with my finger down my throat, and everything went great, and I felt pretty good. But the hoppy just, like, oh my gosh, made my brain, just my whole head just so clogged, and my sinuses so congested for the rest of the night, you know, next 12 hours or so. That being said, some people have fantastic experiences with hoppy. Some people seek it out on its own, not as part of the purging experience, not because they have to or endure it, because they enjoy the experience. So don't let my experience guide yours. Maybe it's perfect for you, but it was rough. So, okay, after my first experience, I did not have a very, I didn't notice anything dramatic. There's supposed to be a 2-week process that it's working through your body. And so I'm welcome to that happening. But there was a part of me, and I mentioned previously that I've been trying to deal with like a little bit of a sugar addiction. And so that was kind of what I was hoping would help. And I left the ceremony and was like immediately wanted to eat something sweet. And so I was like, gosh darn it. I know that's, I should not let that be a reason to be disappointed, but there was a part of me that was like, oh, I was hoping for a magic cure. And that was not my initial experience. But another thing that was mentioned, it's just a good time. It's a good thing to have a ceremony, an ordeal, a rite of passage is a great time to change behaviors or to put new behaviors into motion, or just to like draw a line in the sand and say, now I'm going to do something different. So that I was kind of resonating with me. And then it's apparently ideal to do it multiple times your first month to really get the effect. So when there was an opening this weekend to do it again, I said, yes, I will do it again. I'll give it another try. I probably will not do the hoppy because that experience was hard for me to let go of the unpleasantness of it, or the unpleasantness without me feeling like it helped, because I did the hoppy to help me purge and it didn't work. So I went in and had a second treatment this weekend that, again, I passed out. Again, I didn't purge. Both times I purged through my bottom, but wasn't called to, or didn't feel enough nausea to purge until I stuck my finger down my throat. Now, the first time I had it done on my ankles, the second time I had it done on my shoulder. You want to see? All right, if you're listening to the podcast, you're not going to be able to see this, but on my shoulder, you can see these five dots where it was burned and then the poison was placed in, or the medicine was placed in. It's a fine line between love and hate and poison and medicine. And then I also had one on each ear. And this was based on a conversation that we had with my administrator, I'm not sure if that's the right word, practitioner, after we talked about, and he did some theta reading of where, what meridian lines might be ideal for me to have the best effect. And actually, initially we were gonna do it on my root chakra, which is like my butt crack. And then I just had this feeling like that's not where it should be. It should be on my shoulder. And so I asked him after he'd already drawn dots on my butt or upper butt, lower back, upper butt, half a dozen of one, and then decided to do the shoulder. So with that time, after I had come down from the extreme unpleasantness, after I had purged, I felt great. I felt clear, and I felt like really clear, I guess is the right word. And originally, for years and years and years and years and years and years, the reason why this is even known is that these jungle tribes that originally used this did so before a hunt. They would do it to get clear and make their bodies in optimal shape and their vision high enhanced and make them faster, and they believed that the cabo would kind of get them ready for an important hunt. And the idea is that in the modern world, we're still hunting for something, and cabo is supposed to prepare us and optimize us for whatever it is that we're seeking. So I felt great the next day. And again, I've also used it as a line in the sand to try to change some behaviors. So I've been massively reduced my sugar since then. And I couldn't tell you entirely if it was a magical cure from the cambo or if it was changing my patterns. But I'm still in the process. I'm still within the window of the medicine working on me. And if nothing else, I'm glad that I said yes to a new experience. And although they will fade, I kind of dig my little body modification. I know it's just gonna, these are scabs and they will fall off, but as one with no tattoos, I'm kind of loving the little pattern that I now have on my skin. Maybe it will be a gateway drug to my new facial tattoo. So as I said, I'm not an expert. I gave this a try. I'm not claiming any sort of massive illness immediately miraculously cleared from me, but I'm in the category of one who is glad that I did the experience and know that there are many other people who have had profoundly positive experiences. If it's something that you're interested in, check out combofrog.com, KAMBOFROG.com, or maybe somebody in your area that's a San Diego practitioner who travels as well. His name's Edward. Actually, Edward, the practitioner, I interviewed him for the Hug Nation podcast last year. So you can go through the archives, or maybe I'll repost it. Maybe I'll repost the archive so that people can listen to that, get a sense for Edward and how awesome he is, and understand why I trusted somebody who I find a man of great integrity, that if he has dedicated his life to this medicine, then I was willing to give it a try. Because in a world of fake news, and a world where you can find evidence to support anything, it comes down to who do you trust. So take all of this with a grain of salt. This, as always, is the Belief Buffet. Sample what you like, chew on it if it tastes good, spit it out if it don't. I love you. Have a beautiful day.